720 WGN. It's a Wednesday, and on many Wednesdays, our good friends over at Innovation DuPage pop in the studio, introduce us to some of the things that they're doing, some of the businesses that they work with and they've helped out. And Dan Ficini, you are our fearless leader in this segment. How you doing, my friend?
Good, John. Happy holidays. How are you?
Happy holidays to you, buddy. First of all, I'm sorry I missed the holiday party this year.
Oh, it was another one for the books.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I'll be sure to be there next year. I had to do this little radio program here called Your Money Matters. But you guys wanted to highlight, obviously, an organization we've chatted with before, Hasea, and the owner to CEO. I mean, that's really what we're hammering around down today, what you guys do at Innovation DuPage.
Yes, next. We're coming up on our sixth collaboration on our construction owner to CEO program. So we're looking for construction companies, contractors, subcontractors, of all sorts who could use a little bit of a helping hand in order to scale their business. And that's what we do.
Construction, hot industry, right? It's one of those stalwarts. You always need construction businesses, don't you?
Absolutely. And Jackie could talk a lot more about that for sure.
I saw Dan eyeing Jackie. Like, ask Jackie that question. Jackie, for our third or fourth year in a row, we've had you in here. Executive Director of the Hispanic American Construction Industry Association, which we know as Hasea.
Yes.
Construction is always needed, right?
Always.
Even during COVID, things were booming. And what you guys do is make sure you empower Hispanic-run companies and other companies run by minorities, women, and give them the extra, I don't want to say extra lift, but just give them the voice, the opportunities to excel like everyone else.
Absolutely. Tools in their toolkit. Small businesses have the skill set that they need, but sometimes they need additional resources. They need additional, maybe there's an access to capital component. Maybe there's folks in the industry that they don't have that connection with. But it's just always sharpening that pencil that we always want to ensure that our small businesses have.
So small businesses partner with Hasea and you guys have a relationship. Not all that dissimilar from what Innovation DuPage does. Connects people and helps everyone grow.
Absolutely. That's why we're great partners with Innovation DuPage for 6 years already, you know, running this program. It's one of our most sought after program. And I think that's the part that we enjoy about this collaboration.
Wonderful. We'll do more on this, and I want to talk a little bit how things have changed over the last year with you in a bit, but I do want to get Cindy Alvarez in here, Vice President of Alvarez Incorporated. How are you doing, Cindy?
Great. And you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. You know, no one ever asks me how I'm doing, Cindy, so I appreciate that. Yeah,
sure.
There you go. Well, this was a company that your parents ran.
Yes.
A landscaping company.
Yes.
That now you and your sister run, correct?
Correct.
When I hear landscaping, is it mowing the neighbor's lawn, or is it building big structures? What do you guys do?
It would be taking care of landscape management at different government agencies or large businesses.
So it's the municipalities that hire you guys?
Yes. Most of them are municipalities that we do business for.
And I hear we can see all your work at O'Hare Airport, too.
Yes, the flower baskets are beautiful, aren't they?
They are, and they change all the time.
Yes, they do. In the summertime, they're in such good bloom.
Yeah, and now in the winter, they're great and gorgeous, too, ready for the holiday.
So bright and cheery.
Yes, bright and cheery. Cindy, I got to ask, you're in this transition right now from your dad running the show to you and your sister. Has that been difficult, or has it been pretty seamless? What's that like for families to change ownership?
Well, it takes time. It takes the vision to decide exactly who's going to take over, if there is any succession even going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find different people or companies to help us with that. I found a couple from Hasea, and Innovation DuPage has had some resources that we've looked into, too, that's helped us with our succession into handing the business down to the next generation.
It's a lot of pressure. You want to do right by your mom and your dad, right?
Yes, of course.
They built this thing for 30 years. They've had clients that have been legacy clients for decades.
Yes.
That's a lot of pressure, but I know that you helped out with the Innovation DuPage, and as you mentioned, Hasea helped you out, providing you a little leadership in that department, right?
Right.
Yeah. More with Jackie and Cindy and Dan Ficini. 720 WGN. John Hansen back here with our friends from Innovation DuPage, Hasea and Alvarez Incorporated. And Hasea, you guys help a lot of minority-run businesses in an era where DEI is, for some people, a nasty three-letter word or acronym. That impacts a lot of the work that you guys do. I mean, the state has had to kind of pull back? And I don't know. You tell me, what has changed?
No, a lot has changed. And thanks for asking. I mean, it's an unfortunate change, I think. But the construction industry has been particularly hit harder this year. DEI has been pulled back, scaled back in many ways, particularly in Illinois. You have state agencies that are funded by the U.S. Department of Transportation, for instance. That has been one where now they are no longer allowed to put diversity goals on contracts where for decades they have been putting goals on. And that does impact small businesses, diverse businesses, because as you can imagine, they didn't grow up with the same access to capital. They don't have the same access to networks, vital networks. And so they're not always invited to the holiday parties to meet and greet and grow relationships. So those programs are vital to them. And so not having those programs will impact them.
So before there's a big thing being built, there was either goals or mindsets for, hey, let's make sure that we look at businesses that are run by women, businesses that are run by minority. Let's make sure we hire X percent of them to do it. That doesn't mean these are handouts. These are qualified businesses that do the work like every other company.
I'm so glad you said that. Yes, they're not handouts. And in fact, most of the time, the goals are 30% or less of the total contract. And you have to qualify in order to bid on those projects. You have to have the certifications. You have to have the work history.
But it's an opportunity for the people that decide who makes these all these things to look at businesses they may not have looked at in the past.
And another thing I want to add for folks that may not be familiar with the diversity programs is that you do grow out of the program. You don't stay in the program forever. So there is this economic scale so that folks that say, oh, just because you're of a certain race or color, you're all getting these contracts. No, nobody gets the contract. You're awarded a contract. You work for it. So people do graduate from the program as well, so you're not in it forever.
We had a Women's Small Business Month in October where we broke down the issue of funding a lot, and I hope I don't butcher the stat completely, but it was something shocking. Like, women-run businesses are at 2% of the angel funding that male-run businesses are, despite being equally, if not more profitable, than male-run businesses, right? I mean, it's and I don't necessarily think it's always nefarious. I don't think people are trying to say, I'm only going to fund male program. I'm only going to hire male-run businesses. I think it's a lot of you go with people that you know that are in your network of people.
And I think that's part of the backbone of what HESI is about. We want to provide vital access to networks. We want to be able to give you resources. You know, we're also a membership organization, so when my members, you know, want to connect with someone, that's what we do. We'll connect you with someone that you may not have had the opportunity to build a relationship with. And so that's what we're here for.
Cindy, obviously you and your sister will be running this business, Alvarez Incorporated, soon, or fully. I mean, you already are doing that now. Have you encountered ever any biases out there of hiring practices, or has your company just been so stable for 30 years that now it's just so well respected that you don't feel that ever out there?
Depends, but if we do, we just overlook it.
You just move on.
You move on. Like, every day, it's one fight ahead of another fight.
One fight ahead of the other. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Cindy, you're tepid with your answer, but I think that's what a small business owner does, right?
You think about it, right?
Well, you do think about it. How could you not? But you have no other choice but to get that next bid and get that next contract.
And keep going.
And that's the reality, Jackie, of how these businesses survive, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they have to advocate for themselves. If they don't do it, then, you know, they're not going to have anyone around. So that's why programs, look at, did you see? I'm circling back to
over here. I was just going to say, you want to host a segment, Jackie? Here you go.
That's why programs like these are so important. It's truly, you know, we don't want to just say how great this program is, but it is to help also build your network. You're getting access to folks that you may not have met before.
And owner to CEO construction. Is it already closed, Dan? Or are you still taking applications?
No, we're still taking applications into January. So we're trying to fill the cohort, try to get, you know, up to 15 participants in it. So I encourage people to go innovationdupage.org to apply. We've put, I think we just figured out, we put almost 70 companies through this program so far. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-week mini MBA program. We'll give you the skills you need to scale your business.
And, you know, at Innovation DuPage, you are industry agnostic. You're also race and gender agnostic. You'll take anyone, but you're very proud of the many women and minority-run businesses you work with.
Yeah, 70% of our members are either women or minority-owned businesses coming to Innovation DuPage in order to access resources, and it's affordable. You know, the construction owner to CEO program is at no cost to the participant. And then on top of it, we throw in a free 6 months of membership after you graduate the program. So it's a pretty good deal.
Do you think that that number is so high, 70% are women-owned or minority-owned? Because a lot of these businesses, since they are woman-owned or minority-owned, are clawing their way through a tough industry, and they are looking for places like you.
They're bootstrapping companies. I talk to them all the time where they're looking to stretch a dollar. How do I access resources in a network, you know, that's affordable? And, you know, our entry level at Innovation DuPage for membership is $50 a month. So for that, that's a great value for a company who's coming in who needs to start accessing resources in a network and programming.
All right. Cindy, I want to give you a couple more questions here.
Sure.
Winter, is this your dead time of the year, or are you building up and getting ready for spring? I mean, what does a landscape company do in late December?
We will update our contract, get our taxes done.
Yeah.
Right.
So really an exciting time of year, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but we help out with the snow. Yeah. We get very busy with snow.
If someone is a property manager, someone, are you someone that, that can help them out? I know you started in the North Burbs, but you've expanded since then, right?
Yes. We're on the south side of Chicago now.
South side of Chicago. Yes. I know you're doing some work with the Red Line expansion project, too.
Yes, we are. Yeah, maybe. Very excited about that new project.
Where can people go for more information?
You can go to AlvarezCorp.com.
AlvarezCorp.com. Cindy, it's great to meet you.
Thank you.
Jackie, any last plugs you want to give for Hasea and what you got coming up?
Oh, we always have something going on.
You do.
And so whether they're networking events, other training programs, we also do workforce apprenticeship programs and workforce for professional services, visit our website at HaseaWorks.org.
I love that. Good luck next year, okay?
Thank you.
Dan Ficini, good to see you again, my friend.
Good seeing you.
When you bring two interesting people in, I'm sorry, me and you don't get to chat as much.
That's all right.
InnovationDuPage.org if someone's interested in the owner to CEO, what do you call the construction
owner to CEO program.
Dan, take care, my friend.
Good seeing you, John.